Let's head out to the McLaren Health Plan phone line at 393-3700 and talk with Tom Watkins. He's the former superintendent of schools for the state of Michigan. He's currently a consultant, and he's on the other end of our line. Tom, how are you?
I'm good this morning, Tony. Good to talk to you.
Recently read the commentary in the Detroit News talking about right-sizing municipal government. You know, that's talked about a lot, Tom, when we think of budget cuts and when we think of trying to save as much money as possible. But you believe that we're not done and we need to do better at this.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, you're absolutely right. There's a lot of talk about it. It kind of reminds me of that great country singer, Toby Keith, when he sings a whole lot of talk, but not much action. There's more action that needs to be done in order to right-size government across the state. And an opportunity exists here in the Metro Detroit area with, as people like to say, a crisis and a scandal are terrible things to waste, and we certainly have both in the city of Detroit and in Wayne County, and have proposed in this op-ed this past weekend, and as I've talked about for years, that maybe it's time to consolidate not just departments, but both Wayne County and Detroit government into one metro region government.
What do you think stops that from happening?
Well, I mean, people do not do things that cause pain, and certainly there's no incentive at the local level for the people in power to make those kind of changes. But Detroit's population has dropped like a rock. So has Wayne County for the last 3 years. We have too much government propped up with too little revenue, and that's not going to change. We've seen major changes in corporations and alike over the years. We're living in a hyper-competitive, transformational global economy where ideas and jobs do move around the world effortlessly, and government is pretty much as maintain the status quo during all of this change. There's ways that we could structure government in ways that would be more efficient, more effective, and provide better services to the people paying the bill, the taxpayer.
Tom, I grew up in Mount Clemens. I've been watching and defending Detroit for many, many years. And since the days of Coleman Young through Kwame Kilpatrick, with a little break in there, when Dennis Archer was the mayor, he was that bright light, if you will. He was a pretty good guy, a smart guy, and it's too bad he only stayed for one term. But as he had said on this program, one was enough. He had no life. He had no outside life. But that city, whether it's the schools, whether it's local government, has been a mess and been corrupt. And I never say never and never say give up, but it looks such the challenge to try and clean that mess up.
Well, it's going to happen. Clearly it is. I think and commend the governor for taking bold action with the city, not blinking. Too oftentimes in this state and in the city and in the county down here, people look the other way. They kind of pretend like it's not happened. But we've stood up finally and said the emperor doesn't have any clothes. The city was heading towards bankruptcy. But it's bigger than just the city. It really is, I think, it's time that we take a step back and ask, is this the best way to organize government? Or are there different, better ways? And this doesn't have to be top-down from Lansing. It can be bottom-up. And I think if the voters are given the choice in Detroit, Wayne County, given the mess they've gone through over the years, they would vote in order to reorganize their own government.
You make an interesting argument, Tom, in consolidating county with cities. I have family in Louisville, Kentucky, and so I was privy to some information about the consolidation of the county with the city of Louisville, and that's worked out very well. And you talk about how that's worked well in Indianapolis, Jacksonville, Lexington, as well as Nashville.
It has.
And, you know, so it's not as though those are just reaching for the stars. It has worked and it is working around the country. In fact, I was with the mayor, Virge Monero, this past week at the Pancakes and Politics put on by the Michigan Chronicle. And the mayor and I think, are in sync with this. He's pointing out that it's time that we take a look at it. And I encourage you to have Mayor Virge Monero on your show to talk about his ideas in relationship to consolidating emerging city-county government and asking if the time is not right to do such a thing.
Well, he's already got a little bit of a head start as the fire chief for the city of Lansing, as the fire chief for East Lansing. But the big challenges will be people will fear for their jobs. The unions are going to try and stop that they don't want to lose power. They don't want to lose members. So it's not going to be an easy task to accomplish.
Change is oftentimes resisted until it cannot be resisted any longer. And recall, Tony, I pointed out that our funding system for schools was unsustainable back in 2004. Today, finally, the legislature and the governor have come to the same conclusion. When you're taking a look at school districts and at municipalities around the state that have unsustainable budget problems, legacy costs, and health care and pensions, that they have no way to pay off unless they restructure and change the way they do business. Because I don't think that the taxpayer at this point in time is interested in paying more money for something that they didn't get or was delivered years ago. So change will continue to be resisted. We have to find sensible, thoughtful ways to treat employees fairly and decently. But change is going to come sooner or later.
All right, we've been talking with Tom Watkins, who's the former state superintendent of public instruction. Tom, thanks so much. Enjoy your day.
Thank you, Tony. Take care.